Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching of a program, The Perished Kings of the Past. And today we'll be talking again about Abraha. And as we spoke about Abraha's earlier part of how he became a king and how Najashi king came to know about all that what had taken place in Yemen and what happened thereafter, inshallah, we will be covering in our today's episode. Before going into it, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The beloved prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has stated that the one who recites durood upon me once, Allah Almighty showers 10 mercies upon him. The one who recites durood upon me 10 times, Allah Almighty showers 100 mercies upon him. And the one who recites durood upon me 100 times, Allah Almighty inscribes between both his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and fire of hell. And on the day of judgment, he will be kept among martyrs, among shuhada. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, Abraha, the arrogant king, the cunning king, who had now become the king of Yemen through his mischievous, cunning approach. And now the time had come when Najashi king, who actually sent him and Iryad to fight Zunawaz in Yemen, and who had appointed Iryad as the senior leading individual, in other words, as to be king of Yemen. Now, when Najashi found out that Abraha, through his cunning approach, has killed Iryad and has overtaken the kingdom of Yemen, then he became extremely furious, extremely angry. And then he swore an oath that he will kill Abraha. On the other hand, Abraha also found out that Najashi has come to know about all this, what has happened in Yemen. And because of this, Abraha also became very, very scared. And now what he did was that he shaved his head off and he put the soil of Yemen into a bag and sent it over to Najashi king. Now, this was an expression of humbleness, an expression of humility. Of course, the norms of different eras are different. So back then, this was one of the norms of expressing your humility or your humbleness in the court of someone big. So this is what exactly Abraha did. He shaved off his head and he put the soil of Yemen into a bag and sent it over to Najashi king, who was in Abyssinia. Along with this, Abraha also sent a lot of presents and gifts as well for Najashi king, whose name was Asmaha bin Bahar, do not forget. But he was, of course, famously known as the King Najashi. That's why whenever we speak about him, we are referring to him as the Najashi king, not as Asmaha bin Bahar, which was his actual name. So, as said earlier, by this very practice of Abraha, in other words, he was saying that he was giving a message, he was sending a message over to the Najashi king, that the way Iyad was your slave, he was your servant, similarly, I am also your slave, I'm also your servant. And the way you appointed him as the king, the way you appointed Iyad as the commander-in-chief of the army, and then the king of Yemen, in the same way, O king, please accept me as well to be amongst your chosen people, amongst those who are close to you. So please accept me amongst those fortunate individuals as well. Please accept me as the king of Yemen as well. So you can also say that Abraha, he was begging for his kingdom's salvation with extreme humility and humbleness. So this is again a sort of a trick and deception of Abraha that he was trying upon the Najashi king. And when this entire situation became apparent upon the Najashi king, and when he saw the bag full of Yemen soil, he became a bit surprised. And he asked that, why has he sent this bag full of Yemen soil to me? Upon this, the king Najashi, he was told that by this, Abraha means to say that, step over this soil and fulfill your vow. So this is what Najashi king, he was told that what is meant by the gifts and that bag full of Yemen soil sent by Abraha to him. But Abraha, he was very cunning, he was very deceiving, he was very mischievous. So his trap also worked on Najashi king. Najashi king also fell into his trap. His evil plan worked well for him, and Najashi king, he had fallen prey to the deception of Abraha, and he also became impressed of him. Now upon this, Najashi king, he issued the orders that, O Abraha, until my second command is issued, you stay as the ruler of Yemen and wait for the second orders of mine to be issued. So through all the mischievous practices, cunning approach of Abraha, through the gifts that he sent over to Najashi, he succeeded in convincing him to prove his so-called loyalty for him and for his begging of accepting him as the king of Yemen the way he appointed Iyad over there. So the Najashi king had fallen into his trap, he was deceived by him, and he accepted his kingship, and he accepted for him to be appointed as the king of Yemen. Because remember, until now, Abraha had become the king of Yemen through his own consent, through the consent of the people of Yemen, through a mutual agreement between him and Iyad. Up to now, all this was not clear or was not apparent upon Najashi king. But it was very important for Abraha, for Najashi king to accept his kingship. So when Najashi king came to know about all this, so this was the second trick of Abraha, second part of his plan, where he wanted to convince the Najashi king to accept his kingship. And he played all his cards right. He deceived Najashi king as well by sending him so many gifts and presents, and he succeeded in convincing him to prove his so-called loyalty over to him. So the Najashi king now appointed him as the king himself, and Abraha now was the king of Yemen after the approval of Najashi king. So his kingship, his kingdom, his rule became more firm, more stronger now. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, on the other hand, Abraha used to witness that a large number of people, they go to Makkah al-Mukarramah and perform the tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. Now, because of this, seeing this, Abraha started to burn in the fire of jealousy. He couldn't stand this fact that people go to Makkah al-Mukarramah, Zadaha Allahu Sharafan wa Takreemah, and perform the tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. He couldn't take this, he couldn't stand this fact. So he made an intention that he will make such a place of worship where people from all around the world would gather over there and they would worship over there instead of going to the Holy Kaaba in Makkatul Mukarrama. So this evil intention arose in his heart and he wanted to construct a place of worship. So people, instead of going to the Holy Kaaba, come over there and perform their acts of worship over there. Therefore, he constructed a great and extraordinary place of worship that was decorated through almost every mean of this world. Now, how was this place of worship? How was this built? Let's hear about it. Before that, first of all, let us tell you that why Abraha thought about building another place of worship. So in this regard, it is stated in Kashful Asrar that when Abraha received the kingship of the entire Yemen from Najashi king, then he gathered all his ministers, his deputies and his courtiers, and he consulted with them that although Najashi king has forgiven me, but what gift shall I present him? What more can I do for him that would please him even more, that would make him a more happier of me? So this is what he consulted with his deputies, his ministers and his courtiers. Upon this, they advised him that people of Arab, they go to the Holy Kaaba to perform istawaf, and the dignity and honor of the people of Arab is due to the Holy Kaaba. And the Kaaba is built with stones. So what you should do is that build an extraordinary place of worship of your religion, of the beliefs that you follow. Build its place of worship over here and announce to give a big gift and financial incentives to those who would visit this very place of worship of yours. So this way, once you do this, then Najashi king, he will become more pleased with you, he will become more happy of you, and he will increase his bestowments and his favors further upon you. So this is the advice that Abraha received from his ministers, from his courtiers, from his deputies. Hence, he made a mindset that rightly so, this is what I should now do. So he made a firm intention, a firm mindset of constructing an excellent place of worship where people would come from far and wide and they would worship over here. And people will not go anymore to the Holy Kaaba and perform its tawaf. So these were the intentions behind the construction of this very place of worship that Abraha had. So he was burning in the fire of jealousy that why people go to Makkatul Mukarramah, why do they go to the Holy Kaaba and perform its tawaf. He couldn't stand this fact, hence his advisors advised him to do this very practice. So upon this, Abraha now firmly intended to make such a place of worship, construct such a place of worship that would be an example for the people of far and wide, and people would specially come to visit it. And on the other hand, he also was enticing people, he was giving them the greed of wealth and financial incentives that if you visit this place of worship of mine, you will receive a lot of financial incentives, a lot of wealth. So many people, they also fell prey to this very trap of Abraha as well. They fell prey to the greed of the wealth of this world and started to visit this very place of worship. But let us tell you that how this place of worship was built and what kind of material was used in building this very place of worship. So it is stated that to build this place of worship, Abraha called for the most precious marble. The most precious marble that he could have found, he used that very marble. He called for that very marble and decorated that precious marble with gold, and then that very marble decorated with gold was used in the construction of this very place of worship. And furthermore, this very place of worship of his was further decorated with diamonds and jewels. So this is how precious he was giving the outlook of this place of worship. Moreover, it is also stated that few stones and precious decorative things from the palaces of the wife of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Queen Bilqis, were also used in building this place of worship, so that its beauty increases even further and attracts people even more. So you can imagine that what extent Abraha was going to, that he wanted to build an exemplary place of worship, so that people, just by listening to its attributes, they come from far and wide just to visit this very place of worship of Abraha. And the financial incentive was aside, along with such beauty and such greatness that he was trying to put inside this very place of worship, which of course all was artificial. But mankind is anyhow very inclined towards this dunya, towards this world. So this very trap of Abraha was also going to become successful, that at one hand he was constructing such a magnificent place of worship through artificial beauty that people, they would gather from all around and visit it, and on the other hand he was also giving people financial incentives. So it was win-win situation for people, that they were able to visit such an extraordinary place of worship, such a great building, as well as earn money. So there was no loss for them from worldly perspective. Of course, from the perspective of faith, they were losing everything. But from the perspective of this dunya, they were gaining everything. So they fell prey to this very trap of Abraha as well. So Abraha even went to the extent of using stones and those decorative, those precious decorative things from the palaces of Queen Bilqis as well, to make sure that the beauty and elegance of this place of worship enhances further, it increases further. And the pulpits of this place of worship were made up of a very precious and special kind of wood. Moreover, such precious things were also used in constructing this place of worship. They were also used to put into this place of worship that would attract people who would look at this place of worship from far and wide. So this is also what he kept in view, that this place of worship should be built in such a way and such kind of material should be used in it, that if someone looks at it even from a distance, from a very far away place, then those things that he would specially install in it, that he would specially build in it, they would be so beautiful for those who would look at this from a distance, that it would attract those people towards it, and those people will be attracted towards it, and they would plan to come and visit this very place of worship. So this is how Abraha built this place of worship. This is how elegantly and beautifully he built this very place of worship. And once this place of worship was built, the construction work of this place of worship came to an end, people from far and wide, everywhere, started to come and visit it. And Abraha, on the other hand, also gave them a lot of gifts, a lot of financial incentives, so that they keep coming and they also spread the word, and other people also come and visit it, so that they may also earn this financial incentive, or they may also fall prey to the greed of wealth and financial incentives. As remember, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that the aim, the intention of Abraha behind all this was to desolate Makkatul Mukarramah, was to desolate Ka'batullah Sharif, the holy Kaaba, as he was extremely jealous of people going to Ka'batullah Sharif and performing its tawaf. So these were the evil intentions, the ill intentions that he had in the back of his mind as he was constructing this very place of worship. Now, as this place of worship was built and people they started to visit it out of the greed of wealth and other worldly incentives, the people of Arab, they did not like what Abraha had done, because it was obvious that the intentions of Abraha were not nice. They were evil intentions, and his intention was to desolate Ka'batullah Sharif and to ensure that people don't go over there and instead they come over here. So the people of Arab, they didn't like this fact. So what happened was that one of the persons from the people of Arab, he came to this place of worship of Abraha and he defecated in there. He made it dirty. Now, when this event took place, this infuriated Abraha. This made Abraha extremely, extremely furious. And he swore an oath that now he will demolish the holy Kaaba. You can imagine that all those efforts that Abraha put into building that place of worship, all those efforts that he put in to desolate Ka'batullah Sharif, all of a sudden one person comes and he defecates in there, in that place of worship. So how embarrassing and disgraceful it would have been for Abraha. Now he was the king, he was in power, he had army under him, he had the rule over the entire Yemen. So now a time came when, because of his fury, because of his rage, he swore an oath to demolish the holy Kaaba. Now, how he went towards the Kaaba with the intention of demolishing it, and what exactly happened when he went to fulfill this evil intention of his, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will cover all this in our next episode. Make sure you tune back into over this program on Madani channel to find out more about Abraha and his army and what happened next when he invaded the holy Kaaba. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.